you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is time for some daily pop. Morgan is out today, so Justin and I are joined once again by actress Keisha Knight Pulliam. Thank you for joining us from Georgia. Good to see you. Love those
Thank
ears.
You for having me.
Let's
Thank
do
you,
it.
Thank right, you, Keisha. Guys.
Oh, they do? Even fancier.
Just in case you didn't know.
Just in case. Well, thank you. Those are very awesome. Now I want some. Okay. One of your favorite TV shows may be ending. Grey's Anatomy has been on for 15 years, and Ellen Pompeo just made a very shocking confession about what is next. She tells Variety, "We don't know when the show is really ending yet, but the truth is, this year could be it. This is also the last year of Ellen's contract." Okay, so Justin, do you think they should end the show now while they're on top? Because people are still loving the show.
I feel like Grey's Anatomy is kind of sort of like Young and the Restless in the sense that, like, it can go forever and okay. You can miss a whole year, yeah. Come back, watch two episodes, mm-hmm. and then be caught up again, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and be
it
back.
Almost reminds me... Right? And it almost reminds me of the time, do you remember when The Hills was like going off air, Lauren Conrad mm-hmm. was gonna walk out the church and it was gonna finish and she thought the curtains were gonna close and all of a sudden Kristen Cavallari walks in and they revamped it? I think Ellen Pompeo is Grey, but the show can survive without her.
But can it survive without Shonda? See, so Shonda, of course, just signed that big Netflix deal, and it's to my understanding from what I was reading that she is literally parting ways with ABC completely, which may mean she's not going to have her hands on the show as much as she has in the past, hey. Or maybe not at all. And without Shonda...
I mean, once you've created a show, yeah, but once you've created a show, it's your show. And I mean, who's to say? Stranger things have happened. We don't know how her contract is structured. It could just be coming right. to Netflix.
100%. But ooh. I mean, I think ABC, because Shonda Rhimes was so early in her career, I don't think ABC would have given Shonda Rhimes so much ownership over that show where she could move it to ABC. But I think that Shonda Rhimes' mm-hmm. voice, her blood, her sweat is so in this show that, yes, if Shonda Rhimes went to Netflix, she will still get her coins from this show and she will let it run.
Absolutely.
It will be run by somebody else
listen,
that knows her voice.
I know some. Okay, so listen, I know somebody who used to write for How to Get Away with Murder, and he told me that his job was literally pointless because he says we were instructed to come in with ideas, and we always did. We came in, we said, here's this, here's that, here's this, but it always went with whatever Shonda had envisioned. She was like, thank you for your ideas. Those are good and all, but nah, we're going to do this. And so I don't think she's one of those people
she
appreciates
though.
The help, but what'd you say?
Yeah. No, I said, well, clearly she has something. You know, I know it can be frustrating for someone to shoot down your ideas, but the longevity of her career and all the shows that she has, there's a reason why they've been successful. And I know that Debbie Allen has been yes. doing a lot with Grey's Anatomy. So, you know, you mm-hmm. never know. She still, no matter if she goes to Netflix, she's still, you know, that's still her show. They can't take that away
100%.
From her, even if she starts creating for another network.
100%. And you know what? I am all about being petty, and I heard about that drama. Shame on you, ABC, for not giving Shonda that extra fast pass at Disneyland. Shame on you. But if I'm Shonda Rhimes, I don't care if y'all keep the show going. I'm still going to get the cash. I'm not going to, you know,
right.
bitch and fuss about it. I have two kids. I got college to pay for, and I love living fancy like Oprah. keep the show going.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I know there's some diehard Grey's Anatomy fans that are just not ready to say goodbye yet. So we will have to wait and see. Okay, Khloe Kardashian has a message for the people who are hating on Kim's birthday trip. She told Ellen DeGeneres she knows this year has been very frustrating for everyone, but their trip was a good thing.
But I did hear that people were upset that we all went out of town, but also it's her 40th and this is something that she really wanted to do for us. It was such a nice thing. And being there, like with all the precautions and everything that we took and being there and how grateful everybody was for the tourism aspect of it and how so many people said that we were their first party or guest that they've had in months and what it's done like for them to be able to pay their bills or to do stuff for their family. I mean, just hearing those messages when we were there, it was really, we felt really good and we felt so safe.
So safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you guess? Talk to me, Justin.
You know, I knew the minute that first photo went up, I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to be a firestorm. And for me, I went to Cynthia Bailey's wedding in Atlanta, and a lot of people were giving flack about that. And I thought about it for two seconds. And when it's a milestone, like a wedding or a 40th birthday or something that of that magnitude, it's hard to skip it. It's hard to say, oh, I'll just wait until next year. So I completely understand why there was so much backlash, but I also understand why you wanted to continue and go on with it. Because, you know, sometimes you just gotta live your life.
Yeah, Keisha?
And the truth is that, you know, they did everything they could. I think, unfortunately, the Kardashians sometimes are just in a position where you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at them. I'm like, go ahead, live your best life. It's your money. You should be able to spend it how you want to spend it. And they did everything they could to keep people safe in terms of quarantining, in terms of, you know, getting COVID tests. I mean, what more can you ask for? I get it. Some people are upset because they don't have the option to do it. But, you know, sometimes you can't, hey, just live vicariously through them and plan your trip and do it safely, too.
Right. I'm a little confused by the trolls that are saying stuff like, read a room, Kardashians, like so many of us are struggling. I'm like, why would you even compare your life to a celebrity's life anyways,
100.
Right? I mean, none of us can afford what she can afford. We can't take 40 friends to a private island and pay for it. She allegedly spent $1 million on this party, you guys. Nobody has that kind of money like the Kardashians.
That's why it's hard.
So don't even go there. I don't even understand like why you would even read that and then feel poorly about your life because it's not a comparison, you guys. It's apples and oranges. Nobody lives like the Kardashians, but the Kardashians and a very few select people in this world who have that kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm for celebrating people.
You know,
look. I often say it's not about what's right or what's wrong. It's about what's going to cause me the least amount of headache. I tell that to my friends. No matter if your ex-husband's wrong, like, are you going to call him out 2 days before Thanksgiving? No, because it's going to cause more of a ruckus. You got to take a step back and say, okay, you know what? I was just in Mexico. My trip was amazing. I had a great time with 5 friends, but I decided that I wasn't going to post anything because I didn't want the headache of, oh my God, why are you on vacation? Why are you not at home quarantining? So sometimes it's not about right or wrong because she has a right to post whatever she wants about her birthday. Yeah. And the money that she spent on her birthday.
No, I'm saying the trolls, it's right or wrong. Like, why do you even compare your life to someone who's so far away from yours?
That's
I don't know that the Kardashians care, though. Like, I'm not, you know, they're living their best life all the time. So the truth of the matter is, you're writing all this stuff and you're miserable while they are just chilling, laughing to the bank.
Right.
100%.
On a private
you're just wasting your own time, your own breath. Don't even stress. Let people just do their thing. And it's not hurting anyone. I mean, as long as everybody's safe, it is what it is. And they did probably, I mean, if she dropped $1 million, she really did bring some money to
the
island.
You can get a swab. You can get a COVID swab.
All right.
And you Courtney can. Like, Scott, if you have, like, well, you can do that.
Yeah, true. So Courtney and Scott, they were on the trip. They clearly had a lot of fun. Once again, fans are freaking out. What's going on here? Are they together? Are they not? So Scott got people fired up by posting this photo with the caption, working on my night moves. Ooh, what do you think this means, Keish?
Man, I think that they never really stopped. Not that they were between relationships, but I feel like, you know, that love for each other never died. You know, yes, they dated other people, yeah. but they always seem to find themselves back with one another. So I completely wouldn't be surprised if they decided to give it another go. And quite frankly, I'm rooting for, you know, baby, what is this number? What would be number four? What is she for? Go for it.
Right.
go I don't for know what it is about those
Our
two.
Our eggs are getting Even though- any younger.
Is it, there's like some emotional attachment to them being together. I am totally rooting for them too, even though I really, practically speaking, when I watch the show and I think back, they didn't ever make sense. Yeah. And really, they've grown apart from each other. They've grown up and they feel like this isn't, they're not the right fit, but yet I still always want them together.
100%, but I think at this point, they know what will make noise. They know what will get fans going. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. did I think Kristen Cavallari was really getting back with Stephen Colletti when she posted that photo? No, she knew exactly what would get people talking. I also think, if you watch J-Lo and Marc Anthony, I think they are amicable exes, but every time they get a chance, they pull each other up on stage and they relive that moment for people and they sing this love song to one another, knowing damn well they don't want to tap each other again, okay? Like, she don't want to see that Fuego, but she does it because she knows that's what people want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of my first thought was, okay, they're just enjoying this spectacle.
And Mason knows how to take a photo now.
Right.
So now Mason's taking the photos.
Right.
Like, come on.
Wait.
That's funny.
Mason is low-key kind of hilarious, though.
Oh, my God, he's so hilarious. And he low-key spills the tea.
we need yes. more uh-huh. kids like that. Okay, coming up, you guys, Kelly Ripa tells us the secret to her and Mark's marriage. The primary reason they're still together. It might surprise you. And up next, the wild new Jonas Brothers conspiracy theory. Oh my gosh, my Nick is all about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everyone is very aware the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yes.
Very excited people about it.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas, though, is taking all the credit. He also has a suggestion for how your favorite team can start winning championships. Let him explain.
So, for all you athletes out there who want to win championships, Grand Prix, and everything in between, listen up. The key to success is to come to a Jonas Brothers show. Basically, the reverse of the Drake curse. Let's call it the Jonas Brothers.
I'm sorry. I've been to multiple Joe Bro concerts, and I ain't win shit. I'm still broke, and I'm still single. What is going on? And I was literally so close. If the man wasn't wearing pants, he would hit me right on the face.
What the heck? Okay, did you buy a lottery ticket right after you left? Because it's a foolproof plan.
It is not a foolproof plan.
So Nick points out three different athletes who attended Joe Bro's concerts and won championships right after. So, Justin, what do you think? This going to be a thing, this new Jonas Brother conspiracy theory?
You know what's so funny? This is based off the fact that there was this conspiracy theory that anybody who Drake rooted for would lose.
Right.
And I don't think it was a Drake curse. I think Drake talked so much trash that it would end up firing up the other team and making them play better because Drake is the worst fan ever. I'm telling you, he's worse than Spike Lee. It's like insanity. But, you know, these guys are amazing. They have good vibes. I think their music just gives people energy. Mm-hmm. And he might be onto something.
Might be on. What do you think, Keisha?
I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's kind of funny and cute, and hey, that's a good reason to even at least try it out. If it's giving some people good luck, you might as well try. It can't hurt.
Okay, right. But if you know that works, what do you do? You're about to approach a big game, and they're not on tour because, I don't know, it's COVID.
Yeah.
And how are you supposed to make this happen,
YouTube,
Jonas Brothers?
Honey. YouTube. It's called Wi-Fi and YouTube.
At home, you do your at-home Jonas Brother concert.
Yes.
You know, you go to, like certain musicians make you want to do something. Like, if you go to a Mary J. Blige concert, you're probably going to end up breaking up with your man. Even if you ain't got a man, you still go break up with somebody that night. If you go to a J-Lo concert, you want to get sexy
right.
for somebody,
totally.
So you're going to call somebody up. The Joe Bros just make you want to win.
Yes. Yes, I get that. Okay, so Justin is very, very excited about this because The Crown is almost back. Season 4 of the Netflix show is what we've all been waiting for. It's the start of the Diana years. Emma Corrin joins the cast as young Lady Diana. I'm the sun
and the endless. How many times can this family make the same mistake? I'm the sun. Paying the consequences each time. Of nothing in particular.
All I want is to be loved. It's all any of us want from you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The show returns November 15th, and this is Emma Corrin's very first season. So she tells Elle there's a lot of people saying, I'm really worried you'll change, which is horrible to hear because I'm like, I don't want to. She went on to say that her co-stars like Helena Bonham Carter told her to keep her head down, work hard, and keep good people around you. Keisha, you've been famous for a while, a minute.
Yeah.
How much does a little bit. Fame change people?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think some of the good advice that she did give was to keep great people around her, because that's definitely key. I have a different experience because I've literally been famous my whole life. I started at 9 months in this business, and so I have a before and after fame reference. But what I can say is, you know, we're all going to grow, we're all going to evolve. So just, you know, stick to your core group and make sure the people you surround yourself with have your best interest at heart. Enjoy the ride. And, you know, some things will change. Like, yeah, you may not be able to, like, go to the mall by yourself, but, you know, the good perks, they're worth it.
And well, Justin, you're friends with a ton of reality stars, and that's like the perfect example of somebody who is a waitress and then now is super famous.
100%.
You know, so have you seen it firsthand on any of your reality show people?
Oh, yeah, but I think when you're on a reality show, it's literally, my friends luckily have had careers and lives before. You know, Kyle was an actress before, so she knew how to handle it. But I think with everything, it's like a rubber band. You get so excited that rubber band pulls back and it burns you at some point. Mm. It pops right back in your face and you're brought back down to life. But what I think is really interesting now when it comes to fame is that it's fleeting. So no one is as famous as they used to be when there was a Rudy Huxtable coming up, when there was, you know, J-Lo coming up, when all these people were coming up, stars were bigger because you couldn't get to them. Now you can just get to anybody.
100%. And on top of that, fame is so subjective nowadays because there's so many avenues to find content. So I'm saying, like, you have your social media stars, so they're famous in their own right, where like half the they may walk into a mall and anybody over 18 has any clue who they are, but anybody under 18 thinks they're the biggest person in the whole entire world.
100%.
And so there's like different levels of fame. So I almost think most people nowadays, because there's so much content, there's so many quote unquote famous people now,
in
their own respective rights, that it's easier to be famous and not get a big head because you're going to be constantly reminded of, who are you? I mean, until you reach A-list status at this point, at least I feel A, B, C-list status as a celebrity, it's a lot of people still won't know who you are whenever
100%.
You go out
but
and about.
But I think also... You know, I was going to say, what I think also is, though, you just still have to stay grounded in who you are, in your values, in your integrity, in your morals. And it's possible. Like, everyone doesn't go left. You can choose to do something different because it's still a career at the end of the day. It's still a job, and you're still the exact same person, just, you know, with a little different exposure than you were before. So it's possible.
Yeah.
100%. I just hope that I never become famous because I really love walking through the airport looking like a homeless person.
Oh.
Like, I enjoy taking a little Benadryl on the plane and a glass of wine and passing out.
I know. You know. Tell me about it. We live the best life because, like, only every once in a while does people stop me. Normally, I'm like, just nobody knows who you are.
It's like, hey,
great.
Wayne Brady. I'm like, yes, Wayne Brady, looking disheveled. Yes,
right.
Tag it.
That's right. Okay, coming up, you guys, Ryan Seacrest crashes our interview with Kelly Ripa. Plus, you gotta hear what she reveals about the wild plans for Halloween. They always go so big.
Mm-hmm.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, it's official. Brad Pitt is single. After 2 months of dating, Brad and his rumored 27-year-old model girlfriend, Nicole, have parted ways. Though they never actually confirmed or denied the romance, but E! Has learned it is over, whatever it officially was. Are you surprised it did not last?
Not at all. I told y'all, the minute people find out, he is going to be out the door. Mm. It's not as fun once the secret is out. It's like having an affair. Like, the guy might not be hot, he might not even be bomb, he might even be broke. But it's something that you're not supposed to be doing. And the minute people find out, you're like, nope, not hot anymore.
I think you're right. I think this was fun. She's obviously married. We've talked about this, but they have a situation where it seems to be fine. She was married, yeah. But that didn't seem to be a roadblock in the situation.
And don't yuck her yum. Some people have open relationships.
That's true. Are you surprised, Keisha?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, she's already married. That's like the complete embodiment of entanglement. So I felt like it was fun while it lasted. And, you know, now everyone's kind of going their own way. And I'm sure there'll be someone new warm in his bed. So they'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's 27. She may not want to be the stepmother to how many kids does he have?
I don't think she can be the stepmother. Wow. As we said, she is married.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, yeah, I don't. This is all very confusing, but no, not surprised that that one ended, but I think that they had fun while it lasted. Uh-huh. Okay, Adele is also single. After rumors that she was dating rapper Skepta, she shot down the speculation on Instagram after thanking the SNL team. She ended her post with the words, "I'm going to go back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Peace out till next year." So, yeah, she really wanted to plug in that single. She wanted everybody to know it. Love it or hate it.
By the way, I love this. And I'm going to tell y'all why I love this.
Okay.
Adele let y'all speculate about her and Skepta for a long time. But she knew that SNL was her coming out party. Like, hey, girl, look how snatched I am. Look at this hair. Mm-hmm. Look at this waist. Look at these thighs. And she wanted everybody to know that was me. Yeah. That was all me, and nobody claiming it. So
and
come
single.
And get it.
And is she, gosh, she did look stunning.
Right?
And you know what?
Right?
Is she the only celebrity that can just say, peace out, I'm not going to see you for at least 3 months, but, and then come back and everybody just is so excited? I mean, nobody, it's like she will disappear from us for years on end, months on end, and then pops up and we're like, ah!
She's the white Beyonce.
Yeah.
Never thought about it like that, but I could definitely see it. I definitely could see it. And sometimes, you know, it's good not to be so overexposed. Everyone else, how we were talking about earlier, has so much access that you got to let them miss you for a little bit. And her talent she can do that.
It works.
Right. Well, someone who is not single is Kelly Ripa. And I finally got to talk to the daytime diva herself. And when we sat down, things got real hot real quick. Take a look. I'm gonna let you.
Everybody, welcome the queen of Halloween and daytime's leading lady, Kelly Ripa, everybody.
How are you?
Justin, thank you for acknowledging that, my title as queen of Halloween. A lot of people think it's Heidi Klum's title, but that's wrong.
The world turns and we turn with it.
She has nighttime, I have daytime. That's right. Thank you very much.
Is this landing the way you had hoped?
I'm excited because the Live with Kelly and Ryan Halloween show is actually tomorrow, and we saw a preview image of you as Joe Exotic. Now, I have to ask you, when you saw the documentary the first time, were you like, in 8 months, I'm going to do that. I have to do that.
Yes. Yeah, it's very funny. I took a picture of the television, and I sent it to our producer, said, here's Halloween, you're welcome. Of course, we did not realize at that time that we would still be in this precarious health emergency that we are in. So we shot it sort of in a very unusual way. None of us When you see the show, and I'm still not sure how this is all going to work and fit together, but we all shot every scene individually alone in front of a green screen.
So funny because you guys know each other inside and out. You've actually played each other in a Halloween special.
Sit down, sweeties. Sit down.
Now that you've done this a few years, does Ryan even get a say in what he's gonna be? Or are you like, listen, I'm the woman of the house. This is how it goes. You're gonna be this. Don't ask me any questions.
Obviously, we run things by Ryan. Ryan is so agreeable, A, but B, he's a brilliant mimic. So we like just sort of throwing things at him to see what sticks, because it usually all sticks.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. And even if he has no cultural reference whatsoever, because he keeps saying that he's seen Tiger King, but I don't think he has. I think he thinks that he's seen Tiger King because that's the cool thing to say.
Yes.
But just working with him, he kept like, I could tell he wasn't sure who or what we were talking about. However, when you see him, he definitely, all we had to do was show him a YouTube clip and that was it. That was enough for him.
He was good.
With everything.
We gotta get out of here and get ready for the Halloween show.
Cher, to me, was one of the most quintessential, one of the best ones you've done. How was it being Cher?
Cher was the costume, and what's so interesting is my daughter this year is going to be Cher. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm gonna say it to you. And I sent her a picture of me as Cher. And she said, no, I wanna be Cher from the 70s. And I said, no, that's me. And she didn't realize that was me. She thought I sent her a picture of Cher.
Which
to me was the highest compliment ever. Justin, it was so involved, the makeup, because we don't have similar bone structure. There's nothing similar about our faces. And he turned me into Cher to the point where my daughter thought I sent her a picture of Cher.
It's unfortunate that no one reuses your costumes, but I hope that Mark Consuelos Chip's costume gets used again in the Consuelos household. Please tell me you are saving that for an anniversary or a birthday.
As it turns out, that was quite a controversy that I didn't realize I had put out into the universe, because I just put a bunch of pictures that I thought were cute. And I was like, oh, these are all great. I was like, I'm gonna use these. And that was like, and it wasn't even 1 year ago. It was like a Halloween memories. So it was like, my kids were little, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, Bruce and Mark, I remember when they were Chips. Who knew? I wasn't, listen, I'm married to him. I'm used to all that. I don't look.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But by the way, this is why you've been married 20 plus years, apparently.
Well, it's the primary reason. It's not the only reason, but it's, I would say, the top three. One of the top three reasons. Not gonna lie.
Kelly, thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my
it's
God,
mutual.
Everybody,
mutual.
You have to watch this Live with Kelly and Ryan Halloween show. It airs tomorrow, October 30th.
Stay safe.
You too. And by the way, if you ever need a sidekick in New York, if Ryan's going on vacation, hit me up, girl. I will come. I will isolate
you
there.
Got it.
I will come and chitty chat with you.
Oh, look, wait.
I heard that.
Everybody needs a break,
by
Ryan Seacrest. Everybody needs a
just
break.
Just so you know, Justin, just so you know, he's not in a costume
no,
right now.
No, I got to get ready for the show.
People want to know, how does Ryan dress off camera? And that's pretty much how he comes into work, and then he gets into, like, his Ryan Seacrest outfit.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious. That was so funny.
I literally, by the way, when she posted that, every gay in my phone was
and
like,
Mark.
Go to Kelly Ripa's Instagram, flip to number 10, zoom in. I'm like, oh my God, this is my friend. I cannot zoom in on this, but I'm gonna zoom in on this.
You don't need to zoom in. I mean, let's be clear, I can see it from here. That was good. That was fun. I love her. The Live with Kelly and Ryan Halloween special airs tomorrow. Check your local listings. And we're going to be dressed up tomorrow, too.
I know. I'm so excited.
Okay. Up next, why you don't want to mess with Jada Pinkett Smith. Her latest confession is causing quite a petty discussion. Next.
All right, time to tell the truth. Have you ever been a mean girl, Justin?
Keisha? Keisha!
You know.
All right, well,
I'm not a mean girl. That's not my thing.
You don't seem that way at all. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith got real on this week's Red Table Talk on Facebook, admitting she is not always been the nicest.
Have either of you ever been a mean girl? I wouldn't say I'm a mean girl, but I'm going to tell you what I am, and that's a petty bitch. Okay? I'm a petty bitch because here's the thing. Now, I might not say some mean things, and I might not do some mean things, but if you do something to me, baby...
Baby, I don't forget it. Do you view Jada as a petty bitch, Keisha?
I mean, she's from Baltimore. So at the end of the day, you know, there's just something in you that when you've had that upbringing, I'm from the East Coast, or I'm from Newark, New Jersey, that you can be as nice as pie, but don't hit that one baby nerve. Just don't do it. You know, and all will be well in the world. Justin.
I can see that. I can 100% see that. Jada, to me, doesn't seem... For me, her petty bitchness would be like, I'm not inviting her to a party because I don't like her. I don't see Jada actually telling people off. Do you?
Are you ever a petty bitch?
Slightly. At times.
Let everybody know something.
You tell me. You know me just as well.
Let me let you know. Everybody got a petty lever, okay? Right. Some petty levers are looser than others.
Right.
My petty lever is a little bit tougher. So if you pull on it, you really got to pull. But it's like a slot machine. Once you pull it, get ready, because it's all going to come out, okay? But I feel like...
You got a petty side.
I got a petty side. Uh-huh. Oh, I totally have a petty side. But I will say... For some reason, I don't know if this is just in like the Black community, but like the older you get, the pettier you get.
That's true.
Like I think you start off like mean girlish when you're younger,
yeah.
But then you turn into petty LaBelle down the
right.
line.
To me, it's like I get petty about silly things. Like if I've texted you or if I've invited you to lunch 3 times and you tell me no every time, but you haven't invited me back, I'm done. I will be like, I'm not inviting her ever again because I'm done. Like if you either return the favor or you show up to lunch. Otherwise, you clearly don't care, so I don't care.
Oh, I don't want to go anywhere with nobody, so I don't
but
care
is
about
that. Petty?
Well, Keisha, are you like that?
No, I was saying, I don't think it's petty if you invite someone a million times and they keep saying no for you not to then invite them. You then, you know, kind of wait for them to kind of come back into the fold. I agree with that.
Like,
I don't think that's petty.
When I get that I'm busy excuse, I'm like, well, you know, I'm busy too. We're all busy, you know, so it's either we make time to see each other or we don't. It's fine either way, but, you know, I'm just making it clear where
I stand. Your lever is a little bit looser than mine.
Okay.
Mine is, like, if I don't know you like that and you shade me a few times and I don't go back with you on the shade, like, obviously you and I are not in that groove and we don't know each other like that. So if you keep on shading me, you're getting real close to those 3/7,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this machine about to go off. And I will let someone know that I'm about to get petty because you don't want me to get petty. Is what you don't want me to do. I'm a Scorpio. I got time. We're in a pandemic. I got all the time in the world to be paying.
That's true. All right,
you know, the funny thing I do think is like... Okay.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Coming up, Dua Lipa is going to tell us how she plans to celebrate her AMA nominations. And up next, we're going to give you thoughts on some unexpected winter trends. So stick around. It's starting to get a little cooler outside, so we're starting to see some winter trends pop up, and there have been some surprising combos out there. In a Twitter poll, over 47% of you revealed that tie-dye has been the aha fashion trend you want to keep rocking right into winter. Okay,
yes.
So let's discuss some other unexpected winter trends in partnership with AHA. Flavorful sparkling water has arrived. And first up, we have patchwork. So this was a huge trend on the runways, and it's definitely
definitely going to make you stand out. So you can wear this trend with a lot of different ways. You have a jacket, pants, even a dress. What do we think about the patchwork trend?
I love this because I love a statement coat on top of all black. So for me, this I will rock all day. I would pay $1,200 for a jacket I'm going to wear twice a year because I know I'd be able to keep it and it would become a timeless piece that I can pass on to your kids or Keisha's kids.
You're right. 100%. I think that's exactly right. These are staple pieces that will take, you could just wear that jacket over black leggings and a black tank top and boom, you walk out and you look rich.
100%.
Okay, so now our next trend is the same pattern in different colors as part of the same look. You can go subtle with this one. You can make it a little more bold. See, this one is riskier, but I really like it. And you just have to really try it all on. Make sure it all works together first.
I love
Keisha,
pattern.
I feel like you wore something like this in the 90s.
Hey, look, I was gonna say both of these trends, like I'm feeling really old now because I remember the first time they happened and now they're coming back. But I love a good pattern.
Yes.
I love layering patterns. I love it. Like I have on leopard today. To me, leopard is a neutral. So I may not be the best person to ask because the more patterns, the better.
I'm totally with you. And then this one I especially love, as you guys can tell, because what I'm wearing today, we have the belted jacket. This is perfect for winter because it's going to keep you warm, and you can probably get this look with items you already have in your closet.
Oh, my God. I'm about to be so gay in 2 seconds. This reminds me of Carmen Sandiego. And when I was a kid, all I wanted to be was someone who, like, flew out of helicopters and, like, scammed men like Carmen Sandiego. To me, this is the ultimate trend that if I had the waistline, I would be rocking. It.
Yes, I love this trend because
it gives you,
a waistline.
It does it, but now look, you got to have something to start with, okay?
I mean, no, even if you don't, even if you're like, you know, 6 months postpartum and you're still trying to get that waist back, it still
you look
works.
Good.
Like it still helps suck it in, and I like it because it gives you like an extra oomph to your outfit.
Yes, a Marilyn.
A Marilyn moment. We all need that in our lives. Okay, you guys, up next, Matthew McConaughey to the rescue. The seriously sweet way he stopped Jennifer Garner from quitting their movie. This is actually very sweet, you guys. Jennifer Garner just gave Matthew McConaughey a very sweet shout out. So it turns out she almost quit filming Dallas Buyers Club, but Matt came to the rescue. Jennifer was struggling because she had just started working again after having her son Samuel. She was still breastfeeding, but was having trouble finding the time to pump. So Matthew could tell something was up. So he talked to her and promised they would work around her schedule. He reassured her, "You can do both. You've got it." And my gosh, that movie went down in history as like one of the best, right? It's such an amazing
100%.
Film. And that would have been such a sad loss if Jennifer wouldn't have had that opportunity. Keisha, you've been an actress for a long time. You have a child. Did you ever experience anything like this? Any struggles around breastfeeding?
Absolutely. This isn't Dallas Buyers Club, but I did Big Brother. When I was still breastfeeding my daughter. And ultimately, that was one of the reasons I decided enough because my breast milk started to dwindle. So I was literally like pumping every chance I got to send milk to my daughter. So it's a challenge.
Oh, I thought that you did that because everybody was crazy.
Well, that too.
Combination of the two. Well, like all of us, Dua Lipa's plans changed a lot this year, but she's not letting a canceled tour slow her down. We caught up with the singer to learn how she's rewriting her rules to fit 2020.
Hey, Daily Pop, it's Dua Lipa, and I have some very exciting news to share.
Does she ever? Dua Lipa is back with some new rules for surviving life in 2020.
One, don't pick up the phone.
Unless it's to thank your fans for nominating you for 2 American Music Awards.
You know, I'm always celebrating just for the fun of it. I'm excited to do a performance. This will be my 3rd time performing at the AMAs. You know, I love a good party afterwards. I'm going to be in London this time, but I'm definitely going to find a way to celebrate, even if it's just with my family. We'll make the most of it.
If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody.
Rule number 2, when your tour gets canceled, prepare a special live show.
It's very unique to, I guess, the moment and being able to, like, have all these incredible sets built for it. And it's very theatrical and more like a TV show or like a long, long music video. And it's got lots of costume changes and choreography and guest performers and guest artists, and it's going to be a blast. I'm so thrilled and excited, and we've been rehearsing nonstop. I need you all night.
Come on, dance with me. I'll never take. Rule number three, always leave them wanting more.
Oh, I can't tell all my secrets now. It's got to be a, it's, you know, it's, I can't spill my secrets. It's worth the wait. It's full of surprises. Am I falling in love with the
one that could break my heart? Rule number four, tell the people where to find you.
I've got a couple more tricks up my sleeve, so watch the space.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
By the way, do yourselves a favor, Google Dua Lipa's dad. You will not be mad.
Good to know. Okay, I've not looked up Dua Lipa's father. Okay.
Google him.
Make sure to catch Dua Lipa at the E! People's Choice Awards, too, on November 15th. She is nominated for 4 different awards this year.
Google that dad.
I will. All right, after the break, which celebrity couple called things off just days before their wedding? We're breaking out the X-Files next. Tomorrow is National Text Your Ex Day, but we'll leave it up to you if you want to actually text your ex. That's your thing. But here on Daily Pop, we're going to take a trip down memory lane with a game we're calling The X-Files.
By the way, what desperate person made that a national holiday? Like, anybody texting his old dirty ass?
All right, let's see if you guys can correctly guess some famous ex couples. First, this pair met through his famous sister and started dating in 2002. They broke up in 2004 after moving in and adopting a dog together.
Well, it wouldn't be any Gyllenhaals because Maggie ain't hooking nobody up with Jake.
This is a very difficult one.
Because she loves her brother.
There is an infamous picture of this actor staring at his girlfriend while eating a salad, if that helps.
Anne Hathaway and
Samadhi?
I have
no idea.
I honestly, this one, I don't know. Keira Knightley? No.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, my God.
I did not see that one coming. Okay, these exes met on the set of their movie in 1990. A year later, they were supposed to get married at a soundstage, but just days before, they called things off.
Who would wear a sensible shoe with pearls to
Julia
a movie
Roberts,
premiere?
Like way back in the day? No.
Winona Ryder and somebody, right?
Oh, maybe.
She just had a 53rd birthday. Halle Berry.
It is Julia Roberts.
And Keeper.
Keeper. Wow, that's a flashback right there. Okay, these are, you guys really went into the archives for this one. Okay, yes, the couple reportedly started dating in 1999 after their chiropractor set them up. They broke up in 2003.
But hold on.
Chiropractor.
Who kept the chiropractor? Spy Kids, Daryl. Oh my God, Daryl Sabra did it. It must be, oh my God, who did it? Who's in Spy Kids?
Salma Hayek and Ed
Geller.
Is that what it was?
Salma Hayek. Oh my God! Yes, Salma Hayek.
Is it?
I want to say Edwards.
Okay, let's move on. Next one. The duo went public with their romance in 2006. Broke up in 2010 after co-starring in 3 movies together.
Oh, you know who this is?
Oh, is this Zac Efron and? No.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes, it was that. Yes. I couldn't think of Vanessa.
Way to go.
Hudgens' last name.
I'm not going to lie. That was not our strongest game. We weren't very good at that one. Okay, that's it for today. But make sure you come back tomorrow for our special Halloween show. Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
By the way, ain't nobody calling their exes tomorrow?
Yeah, don't text your ex.
No.